And that ein Aleph on the days, let us again start from the Mishnah. A Pesach sheshachtoi sheloi lishmoi b'Shabbos. A Pesach was geshachten sheloi lishmoi, let's say they shechted the Pesach l'shem shlomim. Chayev olav chatos. So the shochet is chayev achatos. The reason of this halacha is, since a Pesach sheloi lishmoi is a posel lekom, there are two kabbonis that are geshachten sheloi lishmoi, a posel a Pesach v'achatos. If it's a posel lekobin, so it's not toich Shabbos. So therefore, the shochet is chayev chatos. Let us again see Rashi. A Pesach sheshochte b'Shabbos sheloi lishmoi. Chesavo, he held, kishen shemuto lishmoi, kach muto sheloi lishmoi. He held yolat shechta kobin Pesach sheloi lishmoi. Chayev chatos shechilel Shabbos b'shoiki. It's machalo Shabbos b'shoiki. Ushaol kol azvachim sheshochtam l'shem Pesach. But if he had other zvachim, he had a shlomim, and he shechted this shlomim l'shem Pesach, so the halacha is as follows. Im einan ru'uyin, if the zvachim that he had shechten, he had a shlomim, if it's not roi for a korban Pesach, it was an akeve, it was over 2 years, it wasn't a seh, so then he's also chayiv achatos. Be'im ru'uyin heim, but if this other korban, the shlomim, for example, was roi for a korban Pesach, it was a zocha, it was a ben shona, and he shechted this zvachim l'shem Pesach. So now we have here our machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar mechayev. Rabbi Elazar says he's chayev achatos, Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Let us again see Rashi. Im einon ruim lePesach, if it's not roi to be brought for a korban Pesach, kegoin egel, oy ayil ben shtei shonim, oy nekeva, chayev olav chatos, im nelma mimenu Shabbos. Now, what was his cheshbon? Why did he shech these kobonis? So, he knew, l'chayre, this is not a kobon Pesach. So, im nelma mimenu Shabbos, oy kisove shemuta lishreit acherem l'shem Pesach b'Shabbos, or he held yelau to shech, he knew this is a shlomim, but v'shech to l'shem Pesach, he thought you're permitted to do it. Dahai lav toye bedvar mitzvah. This person does not have the ptur of a toye bedvar mitzvah. Dakel yoidim sha'in ze kosher lePesach. As we'll see later in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua holds there's a ptur of tor bedvar mitzvah. There's a difference between tor and shogag. Shogag is he made a mistake, but there's a stickle pshia in the mistake. If he would have learned, if he would have inquired, he would have found out that it's wrong. So therefore, a shogeg has to bring a korban chatos. A toye is more korav loinis. It's not his fault. He had intentioned to do the dvar mitzvah, and the dvar mitzvah alone was the cause that he did the avere. So a toye b'dvar mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua al jepata from a korban. But this doesn't fall into the category of toye dako yoidim shein ze kosher lePesach, so he's not called a toye. Ve'im ru'uyin hei. But what is if the shlomim that he had shachten is roi for a kol Pesach? Kigoyim. Shehu se ben shone shel shlomim. She shachtoi l'shem Pesach. And why did he shechta l'shem Pesach? The mitoich shetorut ubohu lishchoi pischoi. He was so under pressure to shechta korban Pesach. It's a very short amount of time. So he has to make sure that his Pesach will be geshochten. Tor bozeh. So he made a mistake. V'loi nizkar sheikdisha l'dover achem. Didn't remember. The pressure he was under made him forget that this says Grad Ashlomim. The say was Magdish Vakob and Pesach was a different say. That is already, that falls into the category of Tor Bidvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatos. Aval Pishe Tor Bidvar Mitzvah. He doesn't hold of this Ptur of Tor Bidvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua Poyte, because Sovar Tor Bidvar Mitzvah, number one, and number two, Va'osa Mitzvah Koldu, he did a mitzvah. There was a kiyum of a mitzvah of some sorts. Potter Michiev Chatos Shebo. So he's Potter from a Chatos. What mitzvah did this person do? Vizeh Osa Mitzvah. Shehikriv Korban. He was Makriv HaKorban. He was Makriv HaShlomim. V'chol HaZvochim Shenizbechu Shaloi Lishmon K'sheirim. V'af HaNishchotim L'Shem Pesach. HaShlomim Yeshech Yeshem Pesach. Rabbi Yeshua Marshalu Beperik Tomid Nishchat. We had before Perik Tomid Nishchat a machloikes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Leza got holds that that kol azvochim shenishchatu l'shem Pesach are posel if they were geshochten bizman Pesach. But now we're talking according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds that it is kosher. So he did a mitzvah also. He shechted a shlomim l'shem Pesach. There was a mitzvah called do, but al kaponim, there was a ritzui, there was a akrova of a shlomim. The tzlach is a whole tumul, if they found out about this before the zrike, if you're allowed to be zoyrik, if you're not allowed to be zoyrik. Normally a kolben that's not toiche Shabbos, and you shechted that you're not allowed to be zoyrik. But the tzlach is metadid over here, if you'll be zayriket, that'll save him from achatos, it could be here you're permitted to be zayriket. But al kaponim, this is a, Rabbi Shua holds, since this person was, what was mesaviv the chilul Shabbos? The dvar mitzvah, he wanted a shechta kolben Pesach. The mitzvah was mesaviv the chilul Shabbos. And he ended up by doing a mitzvah called Duhu. So then he's part of him a called Mechatos. And Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold of this Ptur of Tor Bidvar Mitzvah. Omalei Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer told Rabbi Yeshua as follows. Ma ima Pesach shehu mutter lishmoy. A called Pesach. The first case, we have two cases in the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah was, we have a Korban Pesach that was geshochten l'shem shlomim, and there everyone is meida yechayev achatos. The second case is a shlomim that was geshochten l'shem Pesach, and there you hold your potter from achatos. So Rabbi Lezer says it's a kal v'chayma. Ma ima Pesach shehu muta l'shmoy. A Korban Pesach, theoretically, if you'll shecht it l'shem Pesach, it's mut yelat v'shecht it in Shabbos. It's doiche Shabbos. Kshashina eshmoy chayiv. So you have a kolben that is doiche Shabbos, but through that that you are mishane the shema kolben, you shechted the pesach l'shem shlomim, that makes that he's chayiv achatos. This is the kolben. A kolben which is doiche Shabbos. If it was geshochten sheloy l'shmoy, so that automatically makes him chayiv achatos. Zvachim shein asurim lishmon. Zvachim shlomim, which is not toiche Shabbos. The kolb mitzad atzmoy is not toiche Shabbos. It's ksheshin ha-shemon. So now, he doesn't even have that kolb. He has a kolb shaloi lishmoy. Ein edin sheyei chayev. If shaloi lishmoy can make from a kolb that is toiche Shabbos, that he should be chayev achatos. So a kolben that's not doiche Shabbos, zicher de shaloi lishmoy, should not make that he's potter b'machatas. He should zicher be chayev achatas. It's ta'otil reyuse. It's a kolben that is not doiche Shabbos, it's a shlomim, and he shechted it shaloi lishmoy. And perhaps we can say, and it would seem a little from the Meiri, that Rabbi Lezer lishitose. Rabbi Lezer holds that a yishecht ha-shlomim l'shem Yisach Tashlomim L'Shem Pesach Bizman Shchitas HaPesach It's Apostle HaKobon. So Rabbi Lezer is asking both of them Apostle HaKobonis. The Shalei Lishmoy in both cases make it possible. And in the first case you have a Kobon that theoretically would be Doiche Shabbos. No, since you made it possible out shalai lishmoi, so you have a chatos. So in the second case, you have a kolben that's not toiche Shabbos, and you make it possible out shalai lishmoi, so you say, zicha bichai vachatos. What is your line of thought? Oma alei Rav Yeshua, lo im amarta bepesach, sheshineyu bedova osa. By a Pesach, so here in Zinnin, to shecht it for something that's not Teuche Shabbos. So Memele there, we don't have a tool of Tobit Va Mitzvah. This person, he wanted to shecht a Kolben Pesach, Shaloi Lishmoi, but his Machshove does not answer his action. So what right do you have to do that? That is not a matter. To shecht a Pesach L'Shem Shlomim. Maybe you were ignorant, you were shaygik, you thought it's also permissible. But this machshava is not it does not for him for your actions. You had no right to do it. Taima bizvachim sheshinon bedover hamutam. By zvachim, by shlomim, he shechted it for Kolben Pesach. He thought that this is a Kolben Pesach, so he's shechting it for a Kolben Pesach. So if he had good intentions, he thought this was a Kolben Pesach and he's shechting it for a Kolben Pesach. So there's a big difference between the second case and the first case. The p'tur over here is for the good intentions he had. He wanted to shecht it for a Kolben Pesach. He thought it was a Kolben Pesach. He was unaware. That's a shlomit. Let us see Rashi. Ma im Pesach shemuta l'shoichtoi b'shabes l'shmoi. He's permitted to shecht it b'shabes lishmoi. Shine shemoi, but he goes mishane moi. This lead the chayv chates. Kediktoni lehel. The Mishnah is a dover hamuskem. The reishe. So if you answer them, there she shinei b'dover ha'oso. She shochtoi l'shem kolboni zachei. She asurim l'shoichtom b'shabes. So memele, so fakel. So this machshove does not for him for his actions, does not give him a legitimate reason for doing what he did. Sheshinon bedover hamuta, ma she'ein kein. If he took a shlomim and he shechted it for a Pesach, sheshochtom l'shem Pesach, shemuta l'shechta b'shabbos, shelati shechta Pesach and Shabbos. So he thought this was a Pesach. So memele, so this was a machshove, So what are you telling me? That if a person has good intentions, he wants to shecht it, or he thinks this is a kolben that is doiche Shabbos, that's what you're telling me. Shlomim sheshachtem l'shei Pesach, he didn't know it was a shlomim. He thought it was a Pesach, and he's shechting it l'shem Pesach, and a Pesach is doiche Shabbos, so he thought he's doing a dvar mitzvah. So therefore, he's parted from a kolben, saying, murei tzibo yachicha. What about a kolben is tzibo? For example, a kolben tomit. Shehein mutorin l'shmon. It's permissible to shecht a kolben tomit on Shabbos. V'hashoichet l'shmon, if a person will take a different kolben, will take a shlomim, they'll be under the impression that this shlomim is a tomit. Chayiv. So there the halach is that you're chayiv. So what do we see from this? We see that you're not, that is also not a cheshbon. A person takes a korban shlomim, and he thinks this is a tomit, and he shechts it for a tomit. So he had good intentions. He thought he's being mekayim the mitzvah of shchitas a tomit. Afopikein is chayiv achatos. So you see that good intentions are also not a poiter from a kolben chatos. On alei Rabbi Yeshua told them, it depends. Loi im amarta be'murei tzibo, sheyesh lohem kitzva. The amount of tmidim that one is makriv, this amount, how much has to be makriv, there's one tumid that you have to be makriv. Taima be'pesach she'ein loy kitzva. There's no set amount of Kolbenes psochim that you have to be makrib. Let us see Rashi. Sitrashi emurei tzibo sheshachtoi l'shem kolbenes emurei tzibo kolbenes amurim b'tzibo b'shabbos. The kolbenes which the Torah says you have to shecht in Shabbos. Tmidim,
musafim yechichu.
Shemutarim l'shochtam l'shma. One is permitted to shechtam l'shma. V'hashoychet shar zvachim l'shman b'shabbos. And a person will shecht other kobonis l'shem tamid is chayit. So you see that good intentions alone is not a poita. So Rabbi Yeshua answered him, Sheyeshlam kitzve. There's a specific amount how much has to be geshochten. She'enei roye acherim harbe asukim b'shchitos. He doesn't see too many people shechting tmidim. So it means there's no pressure on him to shecht this behemoth for a tamid. Bekiven shenishchat atomid, if the atomid was geshochten already, yeideya hu she'ein tzach lishchedai. So b'meile, he should have known al kaponim that he doesn't have to shecht anymore. He has enough yediya that he doesn't have to shecht. Hilkech ein zeh toye al shoygich. So now if he still shechted it, that doesn't fall into the category of a toye, which we said a toye is not a pesheya, wasn't his fault. Here, there was no mocker to be a toye. He's a shaygig. A shaygig means that if he would have done more research, more investigation, he'd have learned more, he'd have found out that he did the wrong thing. He didn't do that, so a meila, that doesn't make him a toye. He falls into the category of a shaygig, and a shaygig is chayav kol mechatzes. Taima bepesach she'ein loy kitzva, she'hakel tzrichan lekach, everyone needs a korban pesach. V'reihu royes acherim harbei oiskim bekach. Everyone is shechting now a korban pesach. V'torid lisasik b'mitzvah, the torid lisasik, or his torid lisasik b'mitzvah, v'afilu shochat hu pisrei kvar, afilu he shechted his korban pesach already. U'motzo zevach ze oimid bazor. And he sees now a zevach in the Azor. Uchisavo shehu Pesach. And he thinks this is a Pesach. He finds a zevach that ran away from its balabos. And he better do something quickly. V'shachta l'shem yishahu. So he thought, Mestamitza kolben Pesach, that ran away from the balabos. So he shachted it, whoever the balam is, it should be oiler for that balam. And then he found out that's not a Pesach, it's a Shlomim. V'toh al-kach, he made a mistake. Hilkach toye b'dvar mitzvah, that's called a toye. There's a shoygik in a toye. If there is a dover sheyesh by kitzvah, this is something he could have found out. So that falls into the category of shoygik. But a korban Pesach, b'zman shchit is a Pesach, this the tirde and the behola are so great, so then he's not a shoygik anymore, he's a toya. Rabbi Meir oimer, af ha shoychet l'shem imure tzibur pot. Rabbi Meir says, tefaker, afilu in such a case, afilu tzadava sheyesh like it, but if he shechted a shlomim l'shem tamid, he's also pot, tefaker, he wanted that's also called, the Tamid is Deicha Shabbos, so that's called the Tamid Ba Mitzvah. Hashaykh, Ramei Raim, Hashaykh, and Acherim, Kol Shabbos, is Hashan, Hashem, Emuri, Tzibos, Pota. Zog to Mishnah Vaita, Shachtoi, Shaloi, Lo, Ichlov. Now we're going back, he had a Kolben Pesach, and he shechted it for Shaloi, Lo, Ichlov, for Chaylim, Zkeinim, Shaloi, Lim, Nuyav, Larelim, Litmeyim, Chayim. Now here is Chayiv, because he shechted a Kolben Pesach, that's possible. That's not Eichel Shabbos. But if he shechted La'oichla v'shaloi la'oichla, L'nuya v'shaloi l'mnuya, L'moylem u'l'areylem, L'tmeyem u'l'toyrim, Potter. Now there is Potter, because it's a kosher Kolben. Zot Rashi. Shechted b'shabbos la'oichla, the Pesach possible. V'nelmi mimenu Shabbos, oikesava shekosha, that's why he's a shoygi. Shaloi la'oichlov, oikesava shekosha shaloi la'oichlov. L'choyle, l'zokim, es chayiv chatos, lo nitna litrei Shabbos, eitzel shritazut, it's a posa l'kom. La'oichlov, shaloi la'oichlov, pota, v'pesach kosheru, kedisnan betom bid nishrat, mitzos oichlom le'posli. is a mitzvah soichlum sotz na apostle. Shechtoi v'nimtso balmum. Chayiv. What happens if he shechted it and he found out that it's a balmum? So now, this is apostle lekom. So he's chay. So Rashi says over here, the shoigeku v'loi onus. The havalei liv kulei. He should have been mevakel. There's a pshia here also. He should be mevakel the kol. Here the achoinim eskakashe, the shittes atoisvus is in suke, there's a mitzvah of bikul to be mevakel a kol from women. And Toisvus in suke says, and so if lulu barove, that the mitzvah is ma'akev. That if it wasn't mevakel, it's a apostle a kol. Bikur is not a mitzvah lechatchila, it's ma'akev. It's machlokes harishonim. But al kaponim Toisvus holds it's ma'akev. So the yeske kashe, so Rashi says he's called a shoigik, not an onus, because he should have been mevakel. So why is he wasn't mevakel? As if he wasn't mevakel, it's possible if it wasn't a balmum. Because bikur is ma'akev. The Dvar Shmuel brings from someone that it's speaking about a Pesach Sheni doesn't need bikur. Pesach Rishon needs bikur, Pesach Sheni doesn't need bikur. Yeah, weiter. Shachtai v'nimtza treife, b'seisa. Here he shachted it, v'nimtza treife b'seisa, potter. Here is potter. Shachtai v'noida, even though it's apostle called, it was Mechalo Shabbos, but he's potter. So here Poshet is potter, because he's an onus. Here he's not an onus. Treifa b'seisa. He couldn't take an x-ray before to see if the behemoth is a treifa or not. So Mamela here is a very legitimate onus. He was seimach an roi behemoth seinem treifes, and so Mamela and he shechted it, and then it came out that there was a apostle called him. So he's potter, he's an onus. Shachtai v'noida shem moshchai habaylim es yodam. He shechted this kolben Pesach, and then after the shechit, he finds out that all the baylim resigned from this kolben. They were moshech es yodam from this kolben. So this was a kolben without baylim. A kolben without baylim is a posel of kolben. Just like shloi loichel, there's no loichelim. So it's a posel of kolben. Oishemesu, oishenitmu. So we have three cases that there's no baylim, there's no loichelim. Potter, mimneshe shochat birshus, zot rashi, shemoshlu abaylam es yodo mimenu koidem shrite, v'nimnu alacha, oishemesu, oishenitmu, da'achshav loy nitno litcho ishabes etzlo, you can't check this kolben. Potter, sha'onesu, he said honest, loy hoya yedeya shekein, he didn't know that that's what happened, v'loi haya loi livdoi kalkach. Here there's no chiyuv biko. Here you can shtel on chazoke. That means that there was once Bailam on this kolben. Are the Bailam still alive? Or did the Bailam die? Did the Bailam become tome? You shtel them on the cheskes taira, on the cheskes chai. The kolben was kosher, so you shtel everything on chazoke. You relied on chazoke. So memele, she's not mechuyuv to be boidig. So Mamela, so Poshet, so he's Poto, Sha'onusu. He's an onus. He relied on Chazoke. The Mroi Misad is Ma'ira, the Mishnah says Potem Neshe Shochat Bershus. Mishnah seems to say it's a different bow, Neshe Shochat Bershus. Rashi says Poto, Sha'onusu. So, the Mroi Misad is Mavaya, that by Emerson, this onus, L'chaire, is not the same onus as Shochte V'nimtze Treife B'seisa. Shachte v'nimtza treife b'seisa is akan honest. What can he do? You have to be samech and roi b'em esenem treifes. There's no way possible to be mevarer if it's a treife and not a treife. You have to be, so he's an honest. That's an emissa honest. He could have done nothing. Shachte y'meisa b'aylem, you could feel the chayim that the sheikh before he shechts it, will the Bailam please raise their hand, we'll give them a questionnaire, are you toyer or tame, are you dead or alive? If they're dead, so they won't raise their hands. Al-Kaponim, we could be mevarer. This is not an onus, this is not impossible. It's very impractical. We have such a short amount of time, so many kaponis. So, but it's not a real onus. He could have been mevarer this. So that, therefore, the mission says, Sheshochet Boshus. Chazal were not mechayiv to do this. You're not mechayiv to ask. This veltum's not chayiv. By the shechita, to give questionnaires then. So memele, so since I have rishus not to ask, so then Rashi says, so now I'm anonymous. Now, if Chazal told me I have rishus not to inquire, so memele, so I wasn't supposed to inquire, now I'm anonymous. The lashon of Rashi seems the p'tur is alonus. There's a p'tur onus. This is nachelat. Also says an onus shaygik is chayv akol. An onus is proper from akol. The Meiri and our Mishnah says something very interesting. The Meiri says say by nimtza treife and say by meisu abaylam. So the Meiri seems to stell it zu to tov bidvar mitzvah the osa mitzvah. Now the Meiri had a problem over here. There's no osa mitzvah. It's a posel akom. So the Meiri says, a meiser habaylim yesh srach mitzvah. There's a srach mitzvah. Af al pisha zevach posel, I the kovnes posel, hoyul v'shochtoi b'cheskas inyin shul kosher, he shechted it, assuming that it's kosher, so there's a srach mitzvah. So, we have to understand what kind of a mitzvah. He shechted a posel kolb. If you say the p'tur is onus, it's onus, finish. But if you're saying srach mitzvah, like he seems to be medamadis, the tobit var mitzvah, the osa mitzvah, but this is also a srach mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is this? Yishech the apostle of God. Perhaps, you can underline the perhaps, we could be mevaya, the Meiri, as follows. If I'm not mistaken, this amarsho, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, in a few places, Rashi and Chumash brings it down, that the pasuk says, "Vashem yislach lo, ki heini avi oisa." So the father, the baal, anisha, b'mar kosa medava, b'isha shenodra benozir, and she was matama lemeisim. She drank wine, and lemeisa hamazel. Her husband was made for the nether. Father was made for the nether. So really, when she drank wine, she didn't do any avera. Also, says in the pasuk, "Vashem yislach lo." Eibishter will be meichela. So if Eibishter will be meichela, so why say she needs liche? Why does she need liche? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva says, Rotsa lechel bosa chazir, va'ola biyodei bosa tle, you need liche. Now, that's why also, she wanted to do an avera. She ended up, Baruch Hashem, not doing an avera. Abal kaponim, you need liche. So Dachsimir the Marsha asks, we have a cloud that Eibishter is not manish and machshove. She wanted to do an aveir, but she didn't do an aveir. Rotsa lechel, bosal chazir. But she didn't eat bosal chazir. They only manage a machshove by avodah zarah. But Aid is there, but like this, she's not only a machshove. And for the marsho, because yet a maisa was done. Now the marsho is a moiridike marsho. So what's a maisa was done? But it was a maisa heter. No, we see from the marsho, but if a person does a maisa, he wants to do a maisa, it's not Choshav to do an Aveira. He did take a Maisa. It was God a Maisa Heta. So if a person wants to do an Aveira, and he does a Maisa, so it's as a Din Maisa Aveira, that you need Sliche. So perhaps that's Pshat in the Meiri. If a person, he wanted to do a Mitzvah, you're allowed to Shecht this Kolb. So it's called, he wanted to do a Maisa Mitzvah. Everything was going for him. It's a great famous and them treifers, the cheskes chayes, everything. See, and he did a maisa. He wanted to do a maisa mitzvah, and he did a maisa. And so it's a choyske los asus nishka maisa mitzvah, because it was a treifer. So if a maisa that he wanted it to be a maisa vera, has a din maisa vera that you need slichim, so could be this is considered a maisa mitzvah, that's called a srach mitzvah, even though it's a posel kol. Perhaps this is a dimyan to Yenna Marsha. Zog the Gemara. Bamai askina. Now, the Gemara goes back to the Reisha. What was the tzir of the Reisha? She shochtoi a Pesach sheshochtoi sheloi lishmoi. Frag the Gemara ba maya skina. Ilema bitoye. When he shechted this Pesach, l'shem shlomim. When he shechted it sheloi lishmoi. Did he know that this is a Pesach? And he shechted it l'shem shlomim. That's called, he's an oiker bekavone. That means he wants, he knows it's a Pesach, but he wants to shecht it l'shem shlomim. That's called an oiker. Or could be, he's a toye. He thought it was a shlomim, or maybe speaking about he thought it was a tomet. Who knows what he thought? He made a mistake. He wasn't an oiker bekavone. Bamai askina, ilayim a bitoye. If we will say that the Mishnah is speaking about that he was a toye, that means the shloy l'shma that he shechted it for, he thought that's what it was. He didn't want to change anything. He thought that's what it is. Shamet mino akire betois hava akire. In fact, the Gemara b'zoisa will see a big raya from our Mishnah that akire betois is called an akire. And Toisa says, "Oy Marie, the plukti betchiles is a machlekes imsechtes menachas." That means there's a man the Yoma that says that let's say we're speaking about a korban pesach. A person has a korban pesach in betois. Not bekavone. Betois, he shechted it for a different code. So, one man the Yom HaHol, since it was an Akira betois, it was done unintentionally, so that doesn't mean anything. Something that's done unintentionally doesn't carry any weight with it. So, memele, so this is not considered an Akira. So, it's not considered an Akira, so we erase this. So then we have a klal, so a korban pesach, stam is kosher. You don't have to think lishma. If it's a korban pesach, automatically your mind can be a blank. A korban pesach calls man you're not oiker. It's shechtzich lishma. If it's a korban pesach, so a korban pesach automatically is geshochten l'shem pesach. You don't have to think anything. So memele, if you hold that akire betois loy havi akire, so he thought it was betois. He thought it was a shlomim. Thought it was a tamid. So this machshave is command the lesser. So this machshave is command the lesser. So it's a kosher ikon. So it's a korban pesach that was geshachten stame. So why is he chayv achatas? Who's mekayim the mitzvah of shchitas haPesach? Ilema betoye. If the Mishnah is speaking about that he was a toye, shamet mino akire betoyes have akire. So you see from here that akire betoyes is an akire. It's a shayla. Ella boy, Smos says no, we have to say that that's not pshat in the Mishnah. Let's not get involved in Achleikasin. Our Mishnah is speaking about a Bekavoni, he knew it was a Pesach, and he knew it was a Pesach, and Bekavoni wanted a Shechter L'Shem Shlomim, so then it was Nitvas Mashem Shlomim, so it became a Korban Pesach, that's why he's Chayev Chatos. Hey, Mosei. Ushor kol azvochim sheshochtam l'shum ha-Pesach. The other shlomim, he shechted l'shem pesach. I mean, ruyim chayv. If it's not roy, that's a korban. You can't make a toys by such a korban. You can't think on a cave as kosher l'pesach. So that is a din shaydi. Im ruyim, but if it's ruyim, it's a zocher ben shone. Rabbi Lezer machayv. Rabbi Lezer is machayv. Chatos, because Rabbi Lezer holds tobit ba mitzvah chayv. Rabbi Yeshua point. The Iba Oike, if it is speaking about Oike, Mali Ruyin, Mali Sheinim Ruyin. That means if it's speaking about the Sefer, that it was a Shlomen, that he shechted L'Shem Pesach, that means he knew it was a Shlomen, and the Kavani shechting it L'Shem Pesach, that is not a Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah. A Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah means that the Mitzvah was Misavev the Toys. This guy took a Shlomen, and so the Mitzvah did wasn't Misavev the Toys. His ignorance was Mesavah the Toys. Maybe he thought you could shecht HaShlomim L'Shem Pesach. But it's not the mitzvah that was Mesavah the Toys. His ignorance was Mesavah the Toys. That's a shayge. B'Shloim, if it's speaking about he thought it was a Korban Pesach, the way Rashi says, he saw a Korban walking around in the Azor, and he thought this Mestom is a Korban Pesach that someone lost. So why did he shecht it? Because he wanted to become the mitzvah of Shchitas HaPesach. He's a toy, he thinks this is a Korban Pesach, so then the mitzvah was Mesav of the Toys. That's Torbid Var Mitzvah. But if the Savior is speaking about an Oikel, that means he knows this is a shlom, and he wants to shech this shlomim l'shem pesa. So not the kiyam ha-mitzvah is mesav of the toys, his ignorance is mesav of the toys. He should be a shegi. If he knows that it's a shlomim, mekavon he wants a shechta l'shem Pesach, mali ruyim, mali sheina ruyim. Elo pshite betoye. So the same has to be speaking about toye. Frek de gemore reishe ba'oike v'seife betoye. It's modne. You have two bovis, and one is speaking about that he knows what he's doing, and the other one is speaking about he doesn't know what he's doing. Amar abovin in reishe ba'oike v'seife betoye. That's true. Ashkechei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef L'Rav Abou B'Avakoi B'Chlusa D'Inshi. Rav Abou was together with a multitude of people. Omalai Masnisen Mai, what's on the Mishneh? Omalai Reishe B'Oike V'Seife B'Toy. Tone Minei Arboin Zimnin V'Domilei Keman D'Manche B'Kisei. That's it. Reishe B'Oike V'Seife B'Toy. Let us see Rashi. Yineima B'Toye Kisovo Shehu Zevach Acher. Shamet Mino Midektoni Chayev Alma Poslo. So you see Akira B'Toye Zava Akira. Akira B'Toye Shlo Iskaven Laker Shein Pesach Memeno. Ava Akira Koike Midas. Mali Shein Amruyim Oike Lav Toye B'Dva Mitzvu. If it's a Oike, so I feel it's Ruyim, it's also not a Toye. But my portal is Rabbi Shuh Beruyim. Hello, Leito, boy, show your idea, Shane Pesach. Zrei, Shah Pesach, Shashavta, Isaipa, Vishalka, Shalka, Lazvachim, Uchlusa, Chabura, Gindoyla, Meyoy. Finished. Zok, the Gemara, right, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Omer, Rabbi Elazar, Ma, Im Pesach, Shemuta, Lishmoy. מה דוח הפסח שמותה לשמוי כששינה שמוי חייב? מה דוח הפסח? Which is דוח השבס. The fact that he was מחשב שלו לשמוי שיש חייב החטוס. But he was מחשב שלו לשמוי פסל דקור בנני מישחייב החטוס. זבורכים שנעשורים לשמון שלומים which is not דוח השבס. And Kshashin Eshman, he was Mechashel Hashem Pesach, and he passed the Korban, and he didn't share Chayev. This is a Korban which is never Dreche Shabbos. Now he passed the Korban, about the Gibbous Yishe B'Chayev. V'imise Holei Domi, the Reishe Bo'oike, V'Seife B'Toyen. Frech the Gemore, Say Bozoi, what's the Kashem? We hear there's a new element over here. The reisha yachayev, because there's no ptur of tobit var mitzvah. So the reisha is an oike. The seife is a toye, so it's a ptur of tobit var mitzvah. What are you making cheshboines? Making cheshboines, it's not toye cheshabes. Zich it's not toye cheshabes. Versteht sich, if the shlomim is never toye cheshabes. But we have here now, since the seife is a toye, so it's a ptur of tobit var mitzvah. The reisha, we don't have this ptur, it's an oike. So what's Rabbi Elazar's kasha? And the Gemara Abelazel Loishanile. Abelazel holds there's no difference of Toye and Oiker. He holds that Toye is also Shoigig. This shtick Toye, that a Toye is a mos Shoigig that's part of a Makom, this is a difference of opinion between Rabbi Yishun and Abelazel holds that Toye is also Chayev Akol. So Memele, so that is not a Cheshbin according to Rabbi Elazar. So Memele, so Machlas and Kalvo Chayme. Some male and psu, so in Chiev Chattas, Vakertas, Eivis should be more Chiev Chattas than the Reish. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, the Shanilei, the Shanilei. But Rabbi Yeshua does hold there's a difference. He holds that it's a Tobit Va Mitzvah's Potter. Eiker is not a Tor. So let him answer this Teres. Let him tell him this Teres. Why does he come and tell him a different Teres? He comes and tell him here, he wants to do, here is Mechavin for Dover Amuta, here is Mechavin for Dover Osa. We'll see in Taisa, that's not a good Teres. Let him tell him that, Fakert, there, the Reish is an Oike, that's why you Chayev, the Seif is a Tor, that's why you Potter. And the Mahachi come along. Lidi, the Loidomi Reish, Loidomi Reish, Oike, the Seif, the Toy, Shazenachanami. According to me, your kasha fangs doch nicht an. Because there's a difference. Abole di doch, but you hold me to say. You hold that a toy is also like a noike. So I can't tell you this difference. You hold a toy. but I'll still tell you what difference, but you can't make a Kal V'chaimer because there's an essential difference between the Reish and the Seif. In the Reish, he didn't have intentions to do a Dover Amuta. He wanted to Shecht HaShlomim in Shabbos. He can't make a Kal V'chaimer, because even though you're looking out the Kabbonis, here's Pasul, he's about to give his Pasul, Tzichanat Toiche, but there's another factor over here. Here we wanted to do a davar amut, and he wanted to do a davar os. Let us see Rashi. Alei domi reisha l'seife, de reisha ba'oike, ve'lav toyehu. So he couldn't tell him that the Reish is an Oik and the Seif is a Toy. He holds there is a chilek. Leim alei de loy domi toy loike. Amar had alei time mishim sheshina bedavaros. They wanted to do davaros. They wanted davar mutlam. Tell him there's a toy. This is an Oik. It's too bad. Let us see Taisvus. Alei domi reisha ba'oike. So what's the kashim? Umay kama Rabbi Yeshua, shekein shina shmoi bedava ha'oso. Takev zog taisve. So first of all, the kashim fakil nishtam. Reisha is an oike, that's in chayim achatas. The seif is a toye. So there's a ptura tobit va'a mishnah. Ptobit va'a mitzvah. Number one. Number two, Umay koma Rabbi Yeshua shekein shina shmoi bedava ha'osa. What did Rabbi Yeshua, how did Rabbi Yeshua explain the Reisha? He explained the Reisha, he says, you know why the Reisha is chayet? Because he wanted to do a dava ha'osa. Afilu shina shmoi ledava ha'muta nami chayet, even shuweike. Fakert, the Gemara asks a double kasha. The teretz to Rabbi Lezer's kasha is habet oike habet oye. That's the teretz. The spot on the side because he's a tobet bar mitzvah. He's chayv in the reish because he's not a toy, he's an oike. The teretz that Rabbi Yeshua said is not a true teretz because since the reish is an oike, so what would be the din if he would be oike for a dover hamuta? That means he would take a korban pesach and shecht it for a tomet. Or shecht is for the tomet. So Mimela, what will the din be? The din will be he's also chayiv. Because he's an oiker. He knows what he's doing. There's no p'tur of tobit bar mitzvah. So Mimela, he wants to shech the kol pesach l'shem tobit. So he thought you'll have to do this. Right. But al koponim, he'll be chayiv achatos. So the teret, that's not the Gemara's kash. The Gemara's kash Rabbi Yeshua is meiridik. What you should have said, you didn't say. And what you did say doesn't, is not the true, is not true. Because in the Reish Afu would be, it would Dover Amut, he'd also be Chayev Achatos. That's Shem, the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answered as follows. Look, Rabbi Yeshua, the Shon Ilai. So the Gemara asked, Rabbi Yeshua, the Shon Ilai, Leim Alei Hoch. So what's Shem, the Gemara's Kasha? Shem, the Gemara's Kasha is, good, I'm allowed that you're entitled to your opinion, but you're asking a Kasha and me, so let me tell you my opinion. What's the Gemara's Teretz? Gemara's Teretz is Eim Chanami. According to me, there's no cash. I want to say, I feel according to you. That's the Gemara's Teretz. Taima l'Rashba. Or afilu in mukme kula betoye. Afilu we will zet ein. The Mishneh betoye. That means the Hemshech of the Gemara is as follows. Let's remind ourselves of the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara had a problem in the beginning that Vaistois Akira Betois Habakira, that's a problem. So therefore, in order to avoid this problem, we said Reisha Boike Seifa Betoye. Now we have a new problem. Reisha Boike Seifa Betoye. So maybe we have a problem, so let Rabbi Yeshua tell Rabbi Lezer what Shikasha Reisha Boike Seifa Betoye. Let's say I wouldn't say this parent. The Gemara, since you say Reisha Boike, now I have a new kasha. Let us say we will assume that Akira Betois have Akira. So then there's no problem. Then everything is good already. So the Reish is Betoye, Sefer Betoye, Akira Betois have Akira. So then you wouldn't have any problem with Shamilei, Zola, Enfer, and the Reish is Betoye, the Sefer is Betoye, right? The whole question is because I said Reish is Betoye. Taimel Arashba. Afilu imakmin in kula betoyin. Afilu yozetza in kula betoyin. Al kolchach ab Yeshua ledvov drabalazakom. You still have a kasha that Rabbi Yeshua could have answered the kasha according to himself. And the only kasha is only according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why? The Lididei, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Tolfa betoyin. Reisha afilu shina ledavar hamut. He shechted, let's say, the Kolben Pesach l'shem tomut. Chayit. Kivin de lo yosa mitzvah. He didn't do a mitzvah. It's tobit, it's a toye. But he didn't do a mitzvah. The masnisa mokmina begmor kab shemin. This lay heichet lo yosa mitzvah. Chayit l'Rabbi Yeshua bepeh chabalaza demila besaychel. Rabbi Shimon holds according to Rabbi Yeshua, tobit va mitzvah is not sufficient. You have to be tobit va mitzvah, va'ovid mitzvah. The Omar Rabbi Shimon, lo'inech leku Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yeshua, al beis tenoikis, echot lomol achar ha-shabbos, ve'echot b'shabbos, v'shochach umol eshel achar ha-shabbos b'shabbos t'chayiv mishim le'osa mitzvah. That means Rabbi Shimon says, and later we're going to have this case, that there was a moyel that had two tinoikis to be mal. There was one that was born a Sunday bris, and one was a Shabbos bris. And Shabbos, both tinoikis were in front of him, and he knew he had to be mal one of the two, and by mistake he was mal the Sunday one. The Gemara says, Afilu according to Rabbi Yeshua, this person is a Torah bar mitzvah. You know, he had to make a bris Shabbos on one of these two tenoikis. He wanted to go make the bris, and he ended up being mal the Sunday one. So it's tobit va mitzvah v'lo yovid mitzvah, because he was mal the Sunday one v'yem ha-shvi. So my mail is, it's tobit va mitzvah v'lo yovid mitzvah. So Rabbi Shimon says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you are chayim achatos. Because by tobit va mitzvah is not enough, he tobit va mitzvah v'ovad mitzvah. So now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you are only potter by tobit bar mitzvah v'ovad mitzvah. So now, let us speak oisabainik. So, if we will say that side the reisha and side the seifa is speaking about toya, both cases is a tobit bar mitzvah. He wanted a shechta tomid in the reisha, whatever it is, he wanted a shechta tomid. He ended up by shechting a kolben pesach. Now, did he do a mitzvah in the reisha? No. He shechted a kolben pesach shaloi l'shimos. He didn't end up by doing a mitzvah. The Sefer is speaking about, he wanted a shecht, a kolben pesach, he shechted a shlomim. Did he end up by doing a mitzvah? Yes, a shlomim l'shem pesach is a kosher kol. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have to say this whole shtick teire, that in the reishi was mechamed to do a davar osa, the Sefer was mechamed to do a davar muta. According to him, he doesn't have to say such a shtick teire. According to Rabbi Yeshua himself, there's a portion of the chiluk between the reish and the sefer. The reish is tobit bar mitzvah v'loy ovad mitzvah, and the sefer is tobit bar mitzvah v'ovad mitzvah. So, mamela, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a different terrace to the kasha. According to Rabbi Elazar, both will be speaking about Torah, and according to Rabbi Elazar, both are possible, because Rabbi Elazar holds Ashlamin v'shem Pesach is also possible. So, according to Rabbi Elazar, you can't say this terrace. Can't say that the Seif is better than the Reish, because the Seif is kosher, because it's not kosher. So, Kolchach, the Shtik Teure that Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Elazar is according to you. So, that's the new Teretz. He wanted to do Dava Mitzvah, he wanted to do Dava also. So, however you learn Shat in the Mishnah, you have to say that it's not, Rabbi Yeshua is not forgiving himself. Lidi, do you have a portion of Teretz? So, Teretz is Lidi Doch. Frektach the Rashbe, so why did the Gemara bombard this man the Yom now? Now that I said Reisha Ba'oike and Sefer B'toyin, I have a kasha. Ooh, why did Rabbi Yeshua say this Teretz? And however you learn, you have this kasha. So Kolchok Pshat is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's another Teretz. He's saying, let us see in the Beini. Teimel HaRashbe. Well, Afilu Yimuk Mikula B'toyin. Afilu, you say that the whole mission is speaking about Toyin. Al Kolchok Rabbi Yeshua L'Dvorov the Rabbi Lazar come. You also have to say this Pshat. Dilidi day, according to Rabbi Yeshua, afilu shina ledavar amuta, afilu shina ledavar amuta chay, kivin lo yosa mitzvah. The masnisa mukma bigmar ki Rabbi Shimon, this lay heichad lo yosa mitzvah chay lo Rabbi Yeshua. The peyik Rabbi Lazar demir b'sayfei. The omar Rabbi Shimon, Voynach lekol Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yeshua al beis tinoikes. Echad lo merach al haShabbos ve'echad b'Shabbos v'shachach ha'molas shel acher haShabbos b'Shabbos tachayit mishum v'yos ha'mitzvah. In Cain, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, the difference between the Reish and the Sefer is two words. The Reish is Ovid Mitzvah, Oloi Ovid Mitzvah, and the Sefer is Ovid Mitzvah. In Cain, Mashu Tzuch Loimah, the Reish, Mishim Dishinu L'Dovah Osa, Hainu L'Dir Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar B'Sefer Nami, Loi Osa Mitzvah, the Apostle Elachel, Moshein Pesach. So, Al Kocha, however you're going to learn Pshat, you have to say, Rabbi Yeshua ledivrei Rab Elazar Amar. So what's next to Afmir? Oimari, that was the theme of the Rashba, the Bekamon, the Koimis, Motsu, Lameinu, Blutameich, 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 Blutameich. It's not a kasha on you, it's a kasha on you, it's a kasha on me also. That's one terot. Va'oid, the loidomi, litinaikis. Now, Tosis here says, Amuim, the keterot. Tosis kasha was that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's poshet why the reisha yechayev achatas, because it's loy ovid mitzvah, because he shechted a pesach l'shem tamid, so it's loy ovid mitzvah. So Tosis the loy domi l'tinoikas, the hosam vadei chayev shemol shalachar haShabbos b'Shabbos by tinoikas. If he was mal a Sunday child in Shabbos, if he shloyos a mitzvah, he didn't do a mitzvah. Number one, gam loy nitna Shabbos litches etzel oisei tinek. This tinek is a lav ba'amila today. So memela a lav ba'amila today, and you want mekayim mitzvahs mila at all, so then you chayv achatos. Avol Pesach sheshino ledavar hamuta. But what would be the din if a person would have a Pesach, he would shecht it for a tamid? And what would be, he wanted to shecht it for a tamid, he wanted to do a davar amuta, he ended up by doing a davar also, he ended up by shechting a Pesach shalei lishmor. It's a posel akol. Kiven shenitna Shabbos litrais eitzel oisei Pesach, since ba'etzem there's a din chiyeh and this Korban Pesach, im ha'yer shechta l'shmoy, if he would have shechta l'shmoy, so therefore he'd be potter. So that's me, Tosfos is saying, of Samoir Dike Yisod. This halacha that you need, Ovad Mitzvah, is davke if I shechted a Sunday child in Shabbos, there's no din mila on this child today, Loinitna Shabbos litchais eitzalai sultinik. There's no din of tchi of Shabbos by this tinik. Then, in order to be part of a kolbin, you need ovid mitzvah. But by Pesach, if he would want to shech this kolbin Pesach for a tamid, that means he wanted to do it's a tobin v'amitz. He thought this was a tamid. And he's shechting it for a tamid. And it was really a Korban Pesach. And l'mais it's a posel a Korban. Abaki ben shenitna Shabbos litchais eitzalai say Pesach, since the etzem, this Korban is a Korban that's doiche Shabbos. Mitzad the etzem Korban, it's a Korban that's doiche Shabbos. The whole reason there's no din tchi is because this is machshav l'shem tamid. So here the halacha is that he is part of a machatas. So Tosfos seems to be saying that when do you need ovid mitzvah davke by a tinik shloi nitno Shabbos litreis etzaloi say tinik. But if it's nitno Shabbos litchos eitzalai say a Pesach, then you don't need bepoil ovid mitzvah. The oimik of svaras atosfos perhaps could be me'en the svara of the Meiri we mentioned before. The Meiri said if a person shechts a korban Pesach and it was a mesu pailo, so even though it's a posel a korban, it's called a schach mitzvah. That means I shechted a korban Pesach, so it's nicht ausgelost. that's called a schach mitzvah. So it could be, since in the reisha, if he shechted a korban pesach l'shem tamid, so maybe he thought it was a tamid. So since l'maisi shechted a korban pesach that has a koyach atchiyah, could be this is called a schach mitzvah, and here you don't need ovid mitzvah. Maybe there's a different svar, a basic nishklo, what the svar is. But Taisva says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if the Mishnah would be speaking about Toye, you wouldn't have to say that Rabbi Yeshua Lishitosai is a different heresy, crash. Because according to Rashi, Nafilo Loi Ovid Mitzvah, he would also be Potter. The Ovid Mitzvah, Mifiket the Teretz, is because he wanted to do, this is a Teretz for himself also, because he wanted to do a Dover Ha'osa, that's why Yechai. He wanted to do a Dover Mutter, be put in the ratio also according to Rabbi Yeshua. Lididoch, Loim Amarta Bepesach, Taimel Arashba. So, what did Rabbi Yeshua answer Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Yeshua answered Rabbi Lezer, there's a difference between the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish, he wanted to do a Dover Ha'osa. The Sefer, he wanted to do a Dover Ha'muta. He wanted to shecht the Korban Pesach. He ended up by shechting a Shlomi, but he wanted to shecht the Korban Pesach. Taim al Rashba. Ma meishiv Rabbi Yeshua le divrei Rabbi Lezer. What does Rabbi Yeshua say? Taim al Bezvachim. I know why the Sefer is potter. Sheshin al Shmo le Dover Ha'muta. According to Rabbi Lezer, he holds there's no mile of Toya. So Toya is equivalent to Oika. Is ma moyo ma sheshino le davar amuta? Hello, le Rabbi Yeshua, Oika le davar amuta chayiv. Who didn't Toya le Rabbi Lezer? That means what would be Oika le Rabbi Yeshua? That means a person has a shlomim, and he knows that this is a shlomim, and he wants a shechta l'shem Pesach. So he's shechting it for a Dover Amuta, but he's an Oiker, so Zichah Bichayev according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now, according to Rabbi Lezer, Toya is equivalent to Oiker. So what is Rabbi Yeshua telling him? You know why you're Potter? Because he's Mechavim for Dover Amuta. But Oiker or Dover Amuta is also Chayev according to Rabbi Yeshua himself. So what is he answering Rabbi Lezer? That alone is not a chilek. That means both together, that means should make a chilek that this is a svore. That's why he's not chayiv in the Sefer, because it's tati l'tabuse, it's toye l'dover hamut. Zog the Gemara weiter. Om alei Rabbi Lezer, eimurei tzibo yechichu. So Rabbi Lezer said, eimurei tzibo yechichu. What are you telling me? That since the Sefer is part of a machapos, because he was machaven for dover hamut. Since he was Bechavim for Dover Amuta, that's why he's not Chayav Achatas. He thought it was a Pesach, he shechted L'Shem Pesach. So Rabbi Lezer said, Imuri Tzibu Yechichu, Shehein L'Torim, Ilat HaShecht HaTomit, L'Shemon, V'Ashoichet L'Shemon, V'Shecht another Kolm, L'Shem Tomit, Yechayim. So you see, shechting for Dover Amuta is not a Poyta for Machatas. Omer le Rabbi Yeshua, lo ima marta be muri tzibu, sheken yashlam kitzva. Ta ima be Pesach, she'en loy kitzva. So what did Rabbi Yeshua answer him? He said, it matters. That means shechting for Dover Amuta is potter with ein loy kitzva. It's yashlam kitzva, then shechting for Dover Amuta is chay. Let us see Rashi the while. Bepesach she'ein lo kitzve ein cheshben lepsachim. There's no cheshben lepsachim. זה שאין חשבון לפסוחים, וזה שמוצות לזה עומד בעזרת. כסובו שהוא עובד מבעילו, ושוחתו לשם מישהו. So this person is like a toru, the bull, מה שאין כן בי toru. So בקיצר, רב ישוע said that when is there a ptur of toru, it's ain't like kitzvah. There's a tremendous pressure. Any korban pesach you see, you have to shech. So then there's a ptur of toru b'dvar mitzvah. But although yesh like kitzvah, they shech the toru, the better he did not chiv anymore to bring a second toru. He was ignorant, he didn't know it was geshochted. So that's not called toru b'dvar mitzvah, that's called a shaykh. Frag the Gemara, b'rei tenoikes. We see Rabbi Yeshua hold that afilu yesh leikitzve is also a chiyuv. It's also a ptul of a chatos. The yesh lehem kitzve, there's not the dvorm shein lehem shir. There's only one you have to mal. But tanan, like tamid, just one called me you have to bring. But tanan we learned as follows. Misha oyeloi shnei tinaikis. There were two tinaikis. Echad l'moyloi achar ha-shabbis. One was a Sunday priest. Echad l'moyloi b'shabbis. V'shochach u'mol eshel achar ha-shabbis b'shabbis chayit. So he's chayit. Because this is a tovid bar mitzvah, v'loi ovid mitzvah. He shechted a Sunday child in Shabbos. Even it was mal a Sunday child in Shabbos. Echad l'moyloi b'erev Shabbos. Echad lomol b'shabbos, v'shochach umol eshel erev Shabbos b'shabbos, ablezem achayev chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poita. So what do we see from here? So we see from here that even though this is a dovo sheyesh loy kitzvah, there's only one child to be mal. Afal pikein, if he was mal, the wrong child, he was mal, the erev Shabbos, the child in Shabbos, yapota of tobit bar mitzvah, v'ovid mitzvah. Even though it's a davo sheyesh loy kitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Umak shinin. Rabbi Yeshua b'shani loy. No. Tinaikis eshlam kitzvah. Mishi eshlam shtei tinaikis. Echad lomol b'shabbos. Echad lomol b'echad b'shabbos. Shedei hu shein loy lomol b'shabbos ala echad. B'shoch hachamol eshel acha shabbos b'shabbos chayev. Tobit bar mitzvah, leos ha mitzvah, da dai vegi zman, ha yamoyit Rabbi Yeshua dechai. Eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, but the other way around. He was mal, it was an erev Shabbos and a Shabbos, and he was mal the erev Shabbos, the kibon b'Shabbos, kisov ushu shel Shabbos. Vize shel erev Shabbos, ay, so Rashi asks, why wouldn't they mal erev Shabbos? Vize shel erev Shabbos, ay, yes, no, chayle. Ishenenas was unable to be malim. Over here, there's a kitzveh. There's only one child to be mal over here. Afal pi kein lifter. By tmidim, that means even though there's only one tamid to be geshochten, lifter, the mikol mokim osa mitzveh, here he also did a mitzveh. Chol azvachim shenitzchu shlal lishman ksheirim ze shemotzu zebach echad bazor v'shachte l'shem t'midi tzibu kosher l'zivcha yarishin. That's kosher for the zebach harishin. That's kosher for the zebach harishin. So memelos, even though it's less like it's like it's which we part of a makor, part of a machatos like mila, which is also even though it's Islaik Yitzveh, to be part of a machatas like Mila, but Islaik Yitzveh, and from that's wegen, it's part of a machatas according to Rabbi Yeshua.